Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have the email address? Excuse me, can I have your zip code?
77378.
And may I please have the first and last name?
Leon Blake.
I'm still here. I'm waiting for the system to load.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Can you spell that last name for me?
Blake.
I do. Thank you for that. And can you verify the address for me?
206 South Shirley Lane. Willis, Texas, 77378.
I do thank you for that. I'm just waiting for the system to load to see what was billed to you.
It was $56.95.
Once
brought an account that I never created. Y'all got some slow computers.
Okay, yes, it looks as though a survey was taken for the KitchenAid, and when the account was not canceled, it did turn into a monthly subscription.
There was the account was never created by anyone in this home. I never bought anything from an exclusive gadget at all. I don't even know how you people got the card number. I never ordered anything. The only reason why I became aware of it because my bank is the one that turned around and considered this fraud.
So you've already contacted your bank?
Oh, yeah. No, they contacted me.
Okay. Did you file a dispute with them?
I will.
No, I'm asking, have you?
I have not yet, but I will if this is not, you know, cleared up in the air. Now, apparently you people have a business going online because there is a website. I tried the one main number that the bank gave me, and nobody wanted to answer it. So I called the number that was online, and finally you people want to call me back.
Okay, yes, I understand that, but we can only go off of what we see in the system. And within
the system, well, you made up what's in your system because I didn't order anything.
I understand what you're saying, but the email address that we have is whitefangys@hotmail.com. When this account was created, we did send an email letting you know that the order has been processed. Now, whether or not that's your email or not, I can just only provide you with the information that I see on the account. We are an online company, so everything is done online.
So what product was supposed to have been sent to me?
It was a survey that was taken to win a KitchenAid. So $7.95 was paid, which is what was paid to be entered into the sweepstakes entry. You have a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning that KitchenAid. If the account is not canceled, then you're going to be billed and enrolled into our discount membership.
Billed and enrolled for what that I never even ordered or got in the mail?
Yes,
what am
ma'am,
I being billed for?
That's what I'm trying to explain to you, ma'am. What you
y'all are taking $56 a month out of my checking account for nothing.
Well, you're actually
I have nothing to show that I bought.
It's the charge is actually for a $199 e-gift card.
I'm going to go ahead and turn y'all in for fraud.
If you contact your fraud department and they reach out to us, they're not going to issue a refund. It would be a provisional credit. This is why you were transferred over to me to see if I can assist you, because we do work.
Well, you're not assisting me in anything.
Ma'am, you're not giving me the opportunity to say anything. You ask me a question and I answer your question. So we haven't gotten to the part in reference to your account.
Well, let's do it.
We can process a refund for the $56.95, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
And what about the other money that y'all ripped me off?
Well, the most that we can process the refund for, well, in October, the charge was declined. So you have a charge in September, and we can process the refund for that as well.
And how much will I be refunded?
2 refunds of $56.95.
And how much have y'all taken out of my account?
This account was created. You were charged. You were charged 6 times $56.95.
Wow. And I'm pretty sure I'm unable to get all that back, huh? Because
That's correct, because it is monthly and you're just now contacting us.
Just now. Well, I would like to cancel it and I would like my refund now. Or I will get in touch with my bank.
I understand that, ma'am. You're stating that you're going to get in contact with your bank, but your bank is not going to issue you any refunds. Your bank is going to
Because they work for me.
Yes, ma'am, but it's going to be a provisional credit while they conduct their investigation, and they're going to reach out to us.
I want an email on the amount of money that was credited to my account.
We can process.
And I would like to be deleted from your account.
Yes, ma'am. We can process 3 refunds back to your account, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days. You'll also receive an email letting you know that those refunds has been placed. Allow me one moment while I go ahead and process those refunds. Yes, ma'am. I did go ahead and get those refunds processed, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
And I am canceled as far as your computer is concerned.
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your name again?
My name is Laquana, Laquana.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.